2021 and open a work session on House Bill 2021.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, do you want me to discuss the amendments that's in front of us or the
I'll open a work session on the amendments in front of us.
It's additional. Okay, Mr. Chair. In front of you, committee members, is a dash B7 amendment. It focuses on Section 5 of the B engrossed measure, and you have a hand engrossed bill for you to refer to. The amendment clarifies the statutes pertaining to prevailing wage rates do not apply to workers that are enrolled in skilled training programs that are under the Federal Aid Highway Act, but also removes the apprenticeships that are certified under the Act are removed from the current exemption that's in the B engrossed bill. The amendment also deletes a subsection that allows the BOLI commissioner to administer and enforce prevailing wage rate statutes in a manner that's not consistent with federal regulations or guidelines that are relating to the Davis-Bacon Act if the public works project is not subject to Davis-Bacon.
Very good. Does anyone on the committee have any questions about these amendments, and would you like anyone to come up and clarify anything for you?
Mr. Chair, I would just clarify so I understand exactly what it does, if whoever the appropriate person is.
Ms. Adamson, come on up here, please.
Just in case I have to explain it on the floor, I'd like to be able to
understand. Yeah,
it
was
all her idea.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Jessica Adamson with Associated General Contractors. What these amendments do is first deal with a program called on-the-job training. This is a program required to be offered through our acceptance of federal highway funds on federal highway projects or projects where there's joint federal and state funds. These are on-the-job training. They aren't apprenticeship programs, and the language included apprenticeship and OJT programs created some confusion and the potential that it could be broader than just these OJT programs. And so by removing the words apprenticeship and, we're able to clarify that all we're talking about are on-the-job training programs, which we must have. They aren't universally popular, but they are necessary for us to continue to receive those federal funds. The second piece is removing language that really is a statement of authority that already exists in statute and is creating more heartburn than is necessary and really isn't needed in statute. So by removing this language, the language itself doesn't really accomplish anything because the authority on the part of the commissioner to interpret state statute differently than federal statute is clear and it exists. If there isn't federal money involved, stating that in statute creates confusion and kind of sets an unnecessary standard. As much as possible, it is our understanding that the commissioner tries to interpret the law consistent with federal Davis-Bacon because many contractors work on both kinds of projects. And so to the extent that you have a law that is different from project to project, that's difficult to get it right. So it's our understanding that the commissioner does try and interpret them similarly. It doesn't need to be in statute that he can do it differently because obviously that's what state law grants.
Any questions?
Thank you.
I just want to get on the record here that the Metro Regional Government has been involved in this bill, has been sitting down with conversations with all the stakeholders and have not been left out of this conversation. Is there any other comments or questions on this bill? Or amendment?
Must be something I don't know about there, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, for the record, AGC strongly supports the dash C7 amendment.
Thank you, Jessica. Well, then, Representative Holby.
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt the B7 amendments to House Bill 2021.
Representative Holby moves the B7 amendments into House Bill 2021. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, so moved. Representative Holby.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the House concur in the amendments dated 6/15, the B-17 amendments and that the bill be further amended and repassed and sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation, something like that.
Can you repeat that, sir?
No, I can't.
All right. Representative Hovey moves the Senate and House concur in the House, the House amendments dated June 15th, and that the bill be further amended and repassed. Is there any discussion? Andy, would you like to call the roll, please?
Aye.
Representative Hovey?
Aye.
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 Mr. Walker?
Aye.
Chair Shelton?
Aye. Is there a volunteer from the Senate side?
Yeah. Senator Morris had it before, so maybe we'll interview it again.
Senator. Do I want me to carry this, guys? Or?
I carried it from the House side.
I don't remember.
I'll carry it. All right. Seeing all, any further business?
No.
All right, then. We are adjourned.
I just need you guys to stick around for the committee.